I grew up in Irinakoit in the 60s and 70s. Our family is one of the first African-American families in the town. We lived on a pretty normal street. It wasn't until I was about 7 or 8 years old that I noticed that I was treated differently in our neighborhood and that I felt differently when we would go out in public. I noticed stares. I noticed people would basically stop what they were doing and look at us. But the funny thing is that I was the darkest child, had the darkest complexion in my family. My mother, my father, and my brother were very, very fair-skinned to the point where they could basically pass for Caucasian. I, on the other hand, was darker complexion, so it was obvious that I was African-American, or Negro, as we referred to back then. So I recognized a sense of anxiety, a constant anxiety, probably from the age of 7 or 8, and it was always present. I recall an instance where I had met a new friend at school, and he invited me home to come home and play with him, and this was on my block as well, only, I don't know, maybe 100 yards from where I lived. And as we were approaching his front door, a elderly woman came to the door and basically said, get away from here. What do you think you're doing? I don't want you around here. Go home, and I'm going to call the police. And I'll never forget the shock and the fear and the feeling that I had done something wrong. And I just couldn't understand why she was so angry with me and didn't want me coming up her step with her. Obviously, it was her grandson. And on my way home, I'm pretty sure I was crying. A police car pulled up, so she had called the police. And the officer got out of the car and basically said, what do you think you're doing? Where do you live, boy? And you need to go home and tell your parents what you did. That night when my father came home, I told him what had happened, and I didn't know what I had done wrong. And it wasn't shortly after that that my father had gone up to the police station and behind closed doors had asked the lieutenant to please let his officers know that we lived in the community and to leave his son alone. That's just a little story.